Time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up. I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it. It's been a long week, a long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Friday morning. Isn't it a good feeling in the air when you feel Friday coming in here?
It's great. It's my favorite day of the week.
Is it your favorite day of the week? Okay. Yes, well, hey. Patriots looked pretty good last night, didn't they?
Whoa.
I'll take your word for it.
I love when they look good enough to go to bed by halftime.
That's a good, yep. Good night. Yeah, can you believe we got another nighttime game coming up this coming week on Thursday Night Football? Yikes.
Okay. Really? Is it not here? I got to tell you, the traffic coming home from Boston yesterday. Yeah. Because of the Patriots game.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Bananas. It was awful. So I just want to thank you, Robert Kraft, for that.
Okay, stuff we got coming up on the program today. Of course, there's a big game coming up at Fenway Park tonight.
Yeah.
Very exciting. The Yankees are in town, and the Red Sox are going to do it, right?
I'm kind of excited about this. This is fun. I think it's fun because it's the Yankees and the Red Sox. And I also think it's fun because it's almost over.
It's hard to believe we haven't played the Yankees in the playoffs since 2004.
I know.
Crazy.
And we all know how that turned out.
Yep.
Okay, now how you guys feel about this? Because we were talking to Bob Ryan yesterday. He said he would much rather face the A's, but somehow I just feel like we should be playing the Yankees. I don't know. Is it just me or you feel?
Feels better to beat the Yankees en route to the World Series because of the rivalry. And because, listen, their second best team in baseball hit most home runs in history in one season. They're going to be tough.
Okay.
Very nervous.
Yeah. We got that coming up today. Let me see. Oh, yeah. By the way, we were talking about football a minute ago. We're going to give you one tip. You know, that people complain about, okay, football season's here and you watch football games, you tailgate, you gain a lot of weight. So I came across a really good tip yesterday. This is if you do one thing that's going to help you control your weight during the football season.
Tapeworm?
Nope.
Okay.
Jump off a dock?
Nope. Okay. And, dirty laundry. Where do you want to cover on dirty laundry?
I'll
today?
Tell you who was arrested yesterday during protests. I love it when they arrest celebrities. So, pretty good ones, too,
okay.
I think.
It's coming up 7:45 this morning. And, of course, we've got a win a grand in 60 seconds, which is coming up next right here at WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Excitement is building in the studio because it is time now for an active member of the nation to take the big quiz. That member's name is Robert Enterkin. He's from Clinton, Massachusetts. He's on the line here. Good morning, Robert. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. So what do you do for a job there, Robert?
I'm actually director of sales and marketing for a manufacturing company. We sell J&J Industries in Franklin, Mass.
Very good.
ABC, always be closing.
<That's right>. Cookies are for closers.
So as you know, the challenge lies ahead for you. The answer 10 questions that LBF is going to give you within 60 seconds. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash and pass it any time. We come back, pick up any you've missed if you have time left at the end. You understand all that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is everybody ready to play this game?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get it underway. 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
If you have 3 pennies, a quarter, and a dime, how much money do you have?
38 cents.
Who sings Can't Fight This Feeling?
Pass.
Finish this slogan. Choosy moms choose.
Choosy moms choose Jif.
Spell necessary.
Necessary.
In which state is Churchill Downs Racetrack?
Churchill Downs Racetrack. New York.
What was the Boston Strangler's real name?
Joe DeSalvo.
What was the first primetime cartoon show aired in the United States?
Can you repeat that?
What was the first primetime cartoon show aired in the United States?
The first primetime cartoon show? Mickey Mouse.
What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
The Louisiana Purchase.
What is the largest internal organ in the human body?
Internal organ?
Okay, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. You missed on a few of those, so let's review for everybody.
Strong showing.
Very strong showing.
Halfway there.
REO Speedwagon sings Can't Fight This Feeling.
Okay.
Churchill Downs is in Kentucky.
Yeah.
The Boston Strangler's real name. Yeah. You were close. You had the last name, DeSalvo. Albert DeSalvo.
Albert, yeah.
The Flintstones was the first primetime cartoon show aired in the United States. And the largest internal organ in the human body, the small intestine.
Kind of weird. Oh. You'd think it'd be the large intestine, wouldn't you?
Yep. You would.
One would. But we do have a fabulous consolation prize for you. This woman is incredible. Her name is Teresa Caputo. She does a live stage show. You got to experience it. It's Wednesday night, October the 10th, Lowell Auditorium. Everybody else, you can get your ticket to see Teresa Caputo from TLC Long Island's Medium at the LowellAuditorium.com. Okay, check it out. Thank you very much for playing today, Robert. Have a wonderful day. And keep
you
listening.
As well.
Okay, take care of yourself, okay?
Good job.
Yep.
So you say you'd like to play. All you have to do is log on to WRR.com, get registered, and we could be calling you next, and you could be winning.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Hey, everybody, it's time, so let's get at it. Your 620 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, two strangers, Skyler and Myrna, walk into Doc Sider's office, and we hear...
Well, howdy, folks. What can I do for you?
See, Doc, we got a little problem with our sex life, and we was wondering if you could watch us do it and tell us if we're doing anything wrong.
Well, this is a little unusual, but I guess it'd be okay. Why don't you two get undressed, get up on that examining table, and give it a go.
Okay.
As the action gets underway, Doc Sider keeps a keen eye on the proceedings.
Move your elbow over there.
Before long, it's all over, and Doc Sider says...
Well, my goodness, it looks like you're doing just fine to me. I don't think there's anything wrong with your technique. As a matter of fact, it looked pretty good. That'll be $50, and I'm sorry I couldn't be of more help. And what was your problem, anyway?
Well, Doc, the problem is I'm married, so we can't use my house.
Yeah.
And Skyler's married, so we can't use his house.
Plus, the Motel Machias charges $90, and the Banger Inn charges $109. See, we can do it here for $50, plus I get a $40 refund for my HMO.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah!
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And we got a real treat for you because one of our all-time favorites, Craig Shoemaker, has stepped into the studio this morning joining us. And he's going to be playing over at Laugh Boston. Yeah, great, great, great shows. You can go ahead and get your tickets right away by simply going to laughboston.com or you can call 617-72-LAUGH. Craig, welcome to the show. It's great to see you again. How you been?
I should look at my calendar from now on to see... If there's a possibility that I'll be trying to outdraw the Red Sox and Yankees.
I <don't. laughs> right?
When I book this, you know, you put it on the calendar, you go, hey, it sounds like a good time of year to be there.
Right,
it's over. What's going on?
And last night I'm against the Patriots
happen.
Last night.
Yeah.
So who's ever listening, I'm very funny if you don't like the Red Sox. come on out.
And by the way, speaking of things like that, we offer you congratulations because I know you're a Philly guy. You grew up in Philly, and you guys won the Super Bowl last year. And we don't even want to talk about who you beat. But anyway, congratulations. So,
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Not a lot of love, not a lot of romance. Romance in Philadelphia is pretty much, hey, relax, honey. There ain't no cars coming. I said to my friend Bobby, you ever take your woman to a chick flick? I swear to God, he goes, of course I have. Not all girls are into porno. Classic. But I was there recently, and I was having a meal at this outdoor cafe.
Yeah.
And from another table, you ever hear the accent? From another table here. Hey, yo, I overheard your conversation. You're a comedian. Hey, tell me a joke. Make me laugh. I said, listen, I'm often. I'm just going to chill. Is that all right? What are you, some snob? Make me laugh. I said, listen, lady. Trying to have a meal over here. I said, what do you do for a living? I'm a nurse. I said, you give me an enema. You do your job, I'll do mine.
Okay, so now you've lived in L.A. for years now. Have you ever gotten used to it?
No. I hate L.A.
Really? Really?
But I have to be there for showbiz. You think I'm going to see Steven Spielberg at the North Philadelphia TGI Friday? It's not going to happen. So, I got to be there for the showbiz thing. And I do run into a lot of showbiz people, which is weird to me. You know who became a friend of mine for many years? It was a weird story, but Bruce Jenner. Remember him?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
Bruce
sure.
Jenner.
Right. I love her.
Yeah. Well, you can't. I wasn't saying her for, 25 years. I've known him.
Yes.
I knew him. It's not like he passed away.
Right.
You know, yeah, So, but it's for the first time, I finally ran into her. We talked on the phone a few times. And, of course, we talked golf. I said, which tees do you play from? I had to say
that. Of course you did.
So. Then I ran in. I was at the Salvation Army event, and I see her there, and we all hung out. And I don't know if you've seen this beautiful woman that he's with, like this. She's wearing this white dress. I was telling my friend, wow, she's hot. This it looks like a blonde Kardashian, like really hot. And then we're all talking, and then that blonde walks up and goes, time to go, Caitlin. There's a dude.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't do the Adam's apple search. But it was that doesn't happen
stunning.
In Philadelphia very often.
That's probably true.
Doesn't.
That doesn't happen on a regular basis in Philadelphia.
South Philly.
Okay.
So,
how's the family?
Oh, they're doing great. Although they're happy I'm gone.
Really? Really?
They're happy. My whole life I wanted to have kids, because I had a lousy family, so I always wanted to have kids. Couldn't wait to be called daddy. First word my son ever said to me was not daddy. He looks up and he goes, airport. Call me airport. That's
airport.
How much I travel.
Really?
Yeah, and this daughter, now I finally have a daughter. I have three boys. I can't even keep
losing
track. Yeah. Three boys and a girl, and she meets a cat down the street. And she says, mommy, I want a cat. And my wife says, well, your dad is allergic. She says, let's get another dad. That's how easy it is.
So how's the cat?
The, point is the cat's there now. I'm out on the road so I can feed the cat and everybody else.
Craig Shoemaker, he's got a show tonight, 7:30, Laugh Boss. He's got two shows tomorrow night and one show on Sunday. If you want to get tickets, I would advise you to get them rather quickly because he will sell out. And it's at Laugh Boston, which is right on the Seaport. It's a great spot, great location, laughboston.com. And welcome morning and welcome to the Lorna Wani Morning Radio Program. And our special guest, funny, funny man, Craig Shoemaker, who's here in the studio. He's got a big show coming up, comedy show coming up tonight. A couple shows tomorrow night, another show on Sunday night over Laugh Boston. Gets tickets, laughboston.com.
And thanks for getting my name right, by the way.
No problem.
A lot of people say Schumacher. It drives me nuts.
No, it is Shoemaker.
Like you're a race car driver?
Craig Shoemaker. Yeah, they go Schumacher. There's no umlaut. I'm off the boat from Bavaria. It's Shoemaker. You make shoes. You don't mock shoes.
Unless, I mock his shoes sometimes.
Yeah, Crocs.
Easy.
You can mock Crocs.
Hey, easy on the Crocs.
Yeah,
hey,
really.
You know what the holes are for so your self-esteem can slip out.
Yeah, I like that.
You a Croc guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's Crocs all the time.
You need some? I got some in the trunk of my car. What size are you?
He's got some of those yellow ones.
Awful.
Oh, yellow. Just to bring attention to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We've tried to help him.
No, he's beyond.
He's well beyond help.
Dig guys in Crocs.
Yeah, they sure
just
do.
Just so you know.
I have not read that book.
No one has written that book.
So now, Craig has a big challenge tonight, so we urge you to get your tickets because, of all nights, he's coming into town, he's doing a comedy show against the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry.
Yeah.
I mean, this is tough.
Who would have known?
Yeah, really?
No.
My first pitch is not going to have as many people. Not going to be as many people there.
Well, here, I could warn people it's going to be cold at Fenway tonight. I mean, first pitch, they're saying first pitch temperature is going to be between 50 and 55.
Yeah, but there's something called a television.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm up against that, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I know there's DVR, but nobody's going to wait. I'm going to go see Shoemaker instead of seeing the Sox.
Well, that's not true.
But I have a lot of history with the Sox.
I know, you helped us out in 2004, right?
So it's 2004. You hadn't won yet in 100 years. They had all these theories and everything. And I don't know if you knew this, but laughter is a great medicine. You've all heard that before.
Sure, yeah.
So the year before that, Phil Jackson, they were in last place. He was coaching the Lakers. Kobe and Shaq were fighting.
Yeah.
And I talked to him. I said, why don't you go to a comedy show? And I arranged it. You can look at this. Look this up in the yearbook. and so it was, I think, January 19th. They were in 2003. They were playing the Kings, Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
And that night they went to a comedy show that was mandatory. He made it mandatory. Shaq and Kobe sat next to one another, and they won 17 of the next 20 games, and they won the championship. They
really?
Went from last to first that
wow.
year. So the following year, the Red Sox are playing, and my friend Johnny Damon was in center field.
Yeah.
He's rooting for the Yankees now, by the way.
What's that?
He's rooting for the Yankees.
He said
series.
That?
Yes, he
yeah.
did.
Go Figures.
Oh, that's cool.
So you know.
Come on.
Be careful when you say his name, okay?
I know. He's not real well like that. But listen, you have to admit what he did.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on fire. So he gets me and my buddy from Brockton. He gets him, Chuck, and he gets us tickets out to see the Angels. And we killed the Red Sox killed the Angels.
Right, yeah.
He's here, go get them, Johnny, go get them Yankees. So now they're down 0-3 to the Yankees, and he calls me up, and he goes, I have this organization, Laughter Heals. He goes, Shoemaker, get your laughter healing crap with your boy Damon. He can't the broadside of a barn. The same guy was going, you're the best, Johnny. I said, you're right. And I called up Johnny, and I said, look, you got my DVD, you got my new DVD. And he played it in the clubhouse, and they never lost again.
So you're responsible.
That's really?
For 2004.
And he called my radio show the day he won. The morning he won, I go, where are you? He goes, I'm drunk on a golf course. But he goes, but he did say there was one thing that kept that team together is they all laughed together. Remember, they're a bunch of idiots?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
And he says, there's a lot of great teams, but we had the most fun. And it's true.
That
fun
cowboy
is
up.
Very Remember important.
Yeah.
Cowboy up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what brought them together. Listen, all the curse and all that stuff, players change, owners change, but the energy of the fans that day is when it changed. You guys got confident. Now you've won since. So amazing. It all started with laughter.
Unbelievable.
Come tonight if you're in a slump. Even sexual slump.
I think
come see the Love Master tonight.
Well, really, if you want the Red Sox to win, you should really come to your show instead of even.
Yes.
I mean,
and by the way, the other thing is, if you are in a sexual slump, it works. I'm telling you, I set her up, you knock her down.
Okay.
True. Love Master.
Oh, the Love Master, baby. I'll love you so good, your neighbor will have a smoke, baby.
Greg Shoemaker. He's got show tonight. He's got two shows tomorrow night, one show on Sunday night. LaughBoston.com. You're going to love the show. Craig, thanks for being here this morning.
I'm there Sunday, by the way. I have no competition.
No competition on Sunday.
Football's already played.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Yeah, this is perfect. Okay. At least I'll pack it on Sunday.
Okay. Okay. By the way, speaking of baseball, football, and everything else, Hank's here. What's going on, Hanky?
Hey, Tom Brady and the Patriots. They put out a pretty good beatdown of the Colts last night. 38-24, Tom Brady, three touchdown passes, ran for another, became the third quarterback in history to throw for 500 TD passes when he hit Josh Gordon with a 34-yard TD pass in the fourth quarter. Rookie Sony Michel ran for 98 yards and a touchdown. Pats 3-2. Julian Edelman returned 7 catches for 57 yards. Pats back in action a week from Sunday when they host Kansas City on Sunday Night Football. Bruins, they're in the win column, finally, with an impressive 4-0 win in Buffalo last night. Yaroslav Halak won his first game of goal, notched the shutout, 32 saves. Chara, Fitzgerald, Pastrnak, Bergeron had the goals. Brad Marchand, 4 assists. The Bruins are 1-1. They play their home opener Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock, hosting Ottawa. Big night at Fenway tonight. The Sox open their American League Division Series, hosting the Yankees. It's a best-of-5. It'll be Chris Sale against Jay Happ, first pitch at 7:32. NLDS, Brewers over the Rockies, 3-2 in 10 innings yesterday, and the Dodgers blanked the Braves, 6-0. Good news for Celtics fans. Last night at a season ticket holder event at the Garden, Kyrie Irving says he plans to re-sign with the Celtics if they'll have him back. Let's hope. Celts play the final season preseason matchup tomorrow night in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. That's a look at sports.
The Brian Bellbuster is coming up next on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Okay, come on in. What's going on?
Well, this is brought to you by the Man in the High Castle on Amazon Prime Video. You know, it's just about time to start raking leaves. And Charlene wanted to get her husband David. So I called David to let him know this year you need to separate your leaves by color.
Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lorna and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lorna and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Charlene wanted to get her husband, David, Brian Bellbuster, for his birthday. Just like everybody, we're going to be out there raking leaves.
Uh-huh.
So I called David, as someone from the town, to let him know that we're going to need to separate the leaves by color this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hello?
Hi, Jerry Gergich from Town Hall here.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Who am I speaking with?
David.
Hi, David. We're just calling all the residents in town who didn't attend the informational fall town meeting with some of the new yard waste guidelines.
Yard waste guidelines?
It's fall and the leaves are coming down, so we have some new guidelines. Didn't know if you were aware of that at all.
No, not really. I mean, I just go out and rake the lawn and put it in the can and keep my yard tidy. I don't know what do you mean by guidelines.
You know how, you know, the whole recycling movement has the, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle? We're trying the collect, compost, craft. We're trying to get a good mantra for the yard waste this year.
Is this like a law now that I have to abide by? I can't just simply rake my lawn?
This year, there's a partnership between the Town Refuse and Arts Department. We're actually going to be generating some revenue for the town through the foliage. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a huge demand for fall foliage for crafting with like Etsy and Pinterest and stuff.
Hmm. Okay, for crafting.
Yeah, so this is going to help offset the mulch budget and maybe some of the school arts programs. So remember, you know, of course, no leaf blowers in town anymore. It's just too noisy. And because we're selling these off, you don't want to use a metal rake. You want to keep the integrity of the leaf together. Metal rakes can really damage the leaves.
I got to keep my leaves intact when I'm raking, and now what kind of rake am I supposed to use?
Well, you know, rakes are very damaging, cause a lot of trauma to the leaves. What we recommend is getting a large piece of cardboard and kind of waving it like a fan to get the leaves into a pile. It works really well, actually.
Are you joking? A piece of cardboard?
Yeah, check YouTube. There's some great videos how to rake leaves with cardboard.
A piece of cardboard, and I'm going to go out and fan my lawn.
Yeah.
I got. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. Everybody in town will be doing it. It won't look weird at all.
So
yeah.
Now we're all going to go buy cardboard to do our yard work.
You've probably got some Amazon boxes laying around.
This is making it completely time-consuming.
But in the long run, it's really going to be good for the town. So make sure you have the proper bags. Those brown bags from last year, you can still use those. But we do have some other colors that we're going to need you to use because we need you to separate the leaves by color.
You gotta be kidding me. Separate the leaves by color?
Here's the way it's gonna work. We need the red leaves in the brown bag that you had last year. Those brown bags, those will work fine. Then the orange leaves go in the green bags. Yellow go in the blue bags.
Wait. Are you going to send me something like that? I got to write this down?
Yeah, it's all right there on the website for Town Hall. And, you know, first year hiccups. Hopefully next year the bag color will correspond to the leaf color.
Of course,
you know,
we
just,
this is insane. I understand trying to create some revenue, but leaves?
Big demand for foliage. And then the pickup schedule, you know, simple. Odd number side of the street will be picked up on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We pick up red on Monday, orange on Wednesday, yellow on Friday. And then the even number side of the street will have pickups on Tuesday and Thursday, but they'll have to rotate the orange and yellow bags on alternating Thursdays. And, of course, we don't pick up any of the brown leaves because they're just ugly and nobody really wants to craft with those. So we suggest leaving those out for wildlife or creating your own mulch pile.
Come on. Good joke, right?
So happy fall. And also...
Happy fall.
Yeah, maybe your wife... Charlene could give you a help out in the yard.
That's probably not going to happen.
Does Charlene ever help you out in the yard?
Not much.
Yeah, that's what she told me. David, this is Brian Bell from the Lorne and Wally Show.
Yeah. What?
Charlene actually called me to wish you a happy birthday and give you a Brian Bell buster.
Kidding me? Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious at all.
Well, yeah, it is my birthday. Charlene put you up to this?
Yeah, she thought, you know, just messing with you. She knows how much you love raking.
Oh, no. Crazy. I thought you were serious. I'm writing this stuff down. I got like 2 pages of stuff I've been writing down. So, all right.
Good news is you don't have to separate your leaves. Bad news is you still have to rake your leaves.
All right, you got me.
Happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Emotional support in your relationship with your significant other. What's that all about?
Well, it's called emotional labor, everybody, and it's the one thing that you guys can do to help make your significant other happy. It's about taking the lead on things. So here's what emotional labor is. Like, you can talk about chores around the house and you divide them up. Like, you Dave takes the trash out, empties the dishwasher, I clean up after meal, things like that. And that's all. We're not great at that, but we're getting better as a society. But it's the emotional labor that drives everyone crazy.
Now, what do you mean by the emotional labor?
Well, like all the stuff that women do that is unseen, like keeping track of the doctor's appointments. What size are the kids' shoes? What size are their, what do they need? You know, it's not about the doing. It's about all the stuff that goes into the doing.
Yeah, my wife has been on me to try to help out in this area, and I'm confused by it. More than anything.
Why are you confused?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because yeah, she'll put up the calendar. She'll say, look at the calendar that's up. We have, you know, kids' birthday parties every weekend.
Sure, yeah.
She's like, maybe look at the calendar and say, hey, we have a birthday coming up this weekend. I should go buy a gift for that person.
Oh, don't do it.
And I'm like, well, that's a great idea. But
no, that won't work, Brian.
I would prefer if you say, here, we have a birthday coming up. Go buy this, and I'll go buy it. But she wants me to make that guess myself, and if I go buy the wrong thing, I'm like, what am I supposed to buy for a five-year-old? I don't know.
And she does, and then that doesn't help her at all, because then she has to think about it. What you want to do as a wife is you want to have take, you want your husband to take the lead on something. Like, if the house is a mess,
okay, that's a bad idea.
Don't clean it. Why don't you call a cleaning lady?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Here's the thing. It sounds like a simple solution. However, don't you think that the female, for instance, you and Dave, you have to be okay with whatever Dave decides to do, as you know he's trying to alleviate some of that stress and take over.
So I can't say
dumb correct
idea.
Him. Right.
We have different ideas of what the solution to these problems are.
Right, because thinking like a woman is very difficult. Because I used to try and do the laundry. Because I'd be home in the afternoon, my wife would be working. Wouldn't it be nice to come home to a couple of piles of laundry that's all clean, washed, folded on the dining room table? No.
You have to bring it upstairs.
On the dining room table?
No. You put it on. Well, people have to put their own clothes away.
Okay, all right.
But I don't do the laundry like my wife does it. So she immediately was annoyed that I went ahead and did the laundry because I did it my way. I fold the socks differently. I fold underwear differently. She doesn't like that.
I don't know. I think you purposefully fold things badly so that she doesn't let you do it. That's my theory. I actually came up with a solution for this because Dave and I, you know, it's a lot. So first of all, we see each other on a lot of things like schools, doctor's appointments, things like that. So that's just a general awareness.
My wife does that. And then she's like, don't. We have that doctor's appointment. I CC'd you on it. I'm like, does sound familiar.
No, right. So, but the other thing is we made a list. We wrote down, it's called The List. It's in the kitchen. And it's
keep this posted in the kitchen.
Yes, okay, yeah. And it's like things like, you know, call somebody to fix the front stoop, you know, call a painter, make a dentist appointment for Lucy, all those things. And it's like maybe 10, 15 things. And then we go through and then we say, I'll take that one, you take that one. One has an L and one has a D.
Well, how's he doing?
He's got, I think, most of his stuff done.
Great. How you doing?
Nothing.
Really?
Big fat zero.
Why, you must be emotionally shattered. Wow.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get right to your men from Maine this morning. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Apis are spending a little quality time at $3 Dewey's when Doc Sider drops by and we hear the following conversation.
Morning, boys.
Say, Doc, how you doing?
I'm all right.
You know, Doc, I got something to ask you about. Apis Jr. is supposed to write a science paper for school about how nature compensates for animal deficiencies. What's that all about, anyway?
Well, let me see if I can explain it for you. Say, if a man is deaf, well, his eyesight would be keener.
Hmm.
Or if another man is blind, he'd probably have a better sense of smell. Well, enjoy your moose head and eggs, and I'll see you later.
After Doc Sider leaves, Lem chimes in, and we hear...
You know what, Apis? I think I understand what Doc Sider was talking about.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Well, my brother-in-law Caleb has one leg that's too short.
So?
Well, don't you see? The other leg is longer.
Oh!
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Lauren and Wally, mornings from 5:30 until 10. On 105.7.
Louis, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody. So, I said Brian from Methuen called in. He wanted to go ahead and chime in on the whole thing about emotional support. So, Brian, what do you got for us?
Listening
here?
To the you guys talking about the husband taking over more duties, I completely agree with Brian. It's a good idea on paper. No woman has ever started a fight with a man cleaning the house. God forbid you buy the wrong size, shape, color, amount, texture of any product she sends you out for. You're done.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I think if you buy into the plan, you have to be willing to accept the consequences.
Yes, but they won't accept that you purchase the 85% lean meat versus the 90.
Oh, so you
God,
have an
why
example.
Would you do that? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
It's true. Yeah.
Hey, it's thanks, call, man. Have a great day.
It's true.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so now seriously, I'm surprised you're still alive. Come on, because you've done this. I'm sure I know you've done this. What is responsible for killing 250 people around the world last year? And it's a social phenomenon that's taking on. Okay, and the answer is, are you ready?
A selfie. Taking a selfie.
Right. Selfies.
Selfies have killed. They're taking the lives of people. And it's some I feel bad about, but some just really, come on. So here's the deal. It's actually since 2011, 259 selfie-related deaths were published in the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care. And this is interesting. The researchers found the leading cause of selfie deaths is drowning. So I don't know how that happens.
Wow.
I mean, people are swimming and then they've got the underwater camera. Yeah. And they do the end. Followed by incidents involving transportation. For example, taking a selfie in front of an oncoming train.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Unwise activity.
That'll leave a mark.
Good. And falling from heights.
Ooh,
now, that
like
to me cliffs. Is a little
okay.
bit. Yeah, cliffs, like you're on a cliff and you want to take a great photo.
Okay, let me back up a little
back
more. Boom.
I think that's horrifying.
This is sad, but there is a part of me that's like, well, I mean, there's a bit of Darwinism that I think I'm all right with.
Sure.
Just personally, I'm like,
a
little bit. I know.
It's taken the, hold my beer and watch this to a whole new documentation.
Exactly.
Level.
Like the other selfie-related deaths include animals. Now, you had mentioned a guy who had taken a selfie with a bear.
Yeah. I think it was one of the ones that happened in the United States.
Yeah.
That a guy was trying to take a selfie with an injured bear, and the bear mauled him to death, which is horrible.
God.
But, like, I feel like people have been doing stupid things for a long time.
Since the beginning of time.
The thing is, I'm a proponent of a good selfie, but people do overuse it. But like, people have been doing this forever, but now they're just documenting it. Like, my dad tried to take a picture of a bison when we were kids in Yellowstone National Park, and it came after him. And that was with a Kodak instant camera. So, I mean, it can happen.
The bad news is he had to go to one of those little booths and wait a week to get the picture back.
You know who loves it, though?
Who?
The insurance company. Then they don't have to investigate your death.
You're probably right about that, Hank.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Okay, Ben's out of rehab, Tom Brady's weird on Instagram, and even this movie star's dad thought she was insufferable. But first, and this is also brought to you by MassSave.com. Today's Dirty Laundry. I'm kind of happy because Ben Affleck is out of rehab, and he went on Instagram, and he said he completed a 40-day stay at a treatment center for alcohol addiction and remain in outpatient care. And what he said, among some of the things he said in this particular post, he said, battling any addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. Because of that, one is really never really in or out of treatment. It is a full-time commitment. I am fighting for myself and my family. So many people have reached out on social media and spoken about their own journeys with addiction. To those people, I want to thank you. Your strength is inspiring me and supporting me in ways I didn't think was possible. He goes on to sort of talk about, you know, how he wants to help other people who are struggling. But, you know, this is a lifelong thing for him. He's been in rehab. This is his third time. He went down, I think in 2004, then 2017, and then now.
Yep.
And his father was an alcoholic. And, you know, I like this post, and I really hope that this continues. I think it really shows people that you can go to rehab, and then you can go back. And, you know, you can keep trying.
You can fall off, and you can get back on, climb back on.
There's nothing, you know. Reaching out for help, there's nothing wrong with that. And I just, you know, I'm pulling for Ben because I hate him as Batman, but I like him as a guy. And I really want him to get back with Jennifer Garner, but she's doing okay. Let's hope they all have a nice little blended family.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Brady actually liked Ben Affleck's Instagram post, which brings me to Tom Brady's Instagram. Now, last year after the games, he did this TB Times thing. It was weird cartoony stuff to sort of do some social media.
Yep, yep.
But this time he's just doing a little video very close to the camera, but this is what it sounded like.
3-2, time to get to 4-2. Kansas City up next. LFG. Time to get some sleep.
If you know, you know.
I had to have Brian Bell tell me what LFG means.
I like it.
Don't say it.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go. Yep.
So he was in a good mood last night, and that's good. Yeah. And this is all coming together because Ben Affleck used to date Gwyneth Paltrow. And Gwyneth Paltrow's father...
Wait a minute. Who dated...
Ben Affleck and Gwyneth Paltrow when she won the Academy Award for Shakespeare
that.
In Love.
Okay.
Your arch nemesis, Gwyneth Paltrow.
My arch nemesis, I know.
Yes.
Anyway, even Gwyneth Paltrow's father thought she was an insufferable boob.
Really?
Her father called her a bad name in her early days of showbiz, Gwyneth said, because she was believing her own hype, thinking I was super awesome, and he was like, you're getting weird, you're acting like a bad word. And then what she went on to say, and actually I have to say that I agree with this, and I like this about her. This is where I can't decide if I hate her or love her. She said, when you achieve that kind of fame that I did by the time I was 25 or 26, the world starts removing all of your obstacles because you're now a special person, she said. You don't have to wait in line at a restaurant, and if a car doesn't show up, someone else gives you theirs. That happens.
Entitlement.
But anyway, there's nothing worse for the growth of a human being than not having obstacles and disappointments and things go wrong. All of my greatest achievements have come out of failure. Yeah. Mine too.
Wow, she's so grounded now, okay. You know? Now right. She's just selling T-shirts for $400.
Okay. Wow, our future must be great.
I guess she's never had to take the ride.
you know, you're probably right, Hank.
Okay. Sorry, Hank.
By the way, coming up...
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, yes, the excitement is beginning right now because it's time to go for the cash. This is rather interesting. We have Heather Danner on the line with us this morning. She's from Bridgewater, Massachusetts. She's going to attempt to win $1,000 from Century Bank by answering these questions. And I note on the information guide here that Heather is listed as, occupationally, a wine guide.
Hashtag dream job.
I know. Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Heather?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you. Now, could you please bring me up to speed? What's a wine guide?
So I go to people's homes and I do free in-home wine tastings with them and up to 20 of their friends. And we talk about wines and pair food with wine and just have a great time.
Wow.
That's the best job ever.
That's really good.
Do you drive them home afterward? Yeah,
they're really already good. Home.
Yeah, exactly.
All 20 of them?
Sleepover.
Wow.
So how do you get into this kind of business anyway?
It's one of those direct sales independent type jobs, so the company's Traveling Vineyards, so if anybody's looking for, some fun as a wine guide, you can just contact them and sign up and have a great time.
That's way better than Tupperware.
No kidding.
Really. Okay, now Heather, here's what's going to be happening. Over the course of the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Your job is pretty simple, really. Your job is simply to answer those questions all correctly. And if that happens to be the case, you'll win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Almost enough to pay for your parking if you're going to Fenway Park tonight.
Right.
Okay. So here's the deal. Are you ready to start the game?
I'm ready.
Talk up good and loud. We want to hear all of your answers. And here we go in 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you do at a stop sign?
Stop.
If it's 6 p.m. in California, what time is it in Seattle?
6 p.m.
Which movie features the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
Wizard of Oz.
In Disney's Sleeping Beauty, what is the name of the Queen Witch?
Pass.
What sign of the zodiac is represented by the ram?
Pass.
What is the largest country the equator passes through?
Pass.
In Greek mythology, who turned all that he touched into gold?
Pass.
Which TV character said, live long and prosper?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is nearest to Russia?
Alaska.
What is a gruntle?
Pass.
In Disney's Sleeping Beauty, what's the name of the Queen Witch?
Midas.
Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the ram?
Aries.
Okay. Okay, you know, not bad. Really.
Not bad.
Okay, you passed on a few, so we'll review
half
for
them
you.
Right. We got
right
yeah.
now. Here we go.
So in Disney Sleeping Beauty, the name of the queen is Maleficent.
Ah.
So
you knew that, didn't you?
Yeah,
kind of.
What is the largest country the equator passes through? That would be Brazil. In Greek mythology, who turned all that he touched into gold? That was Midas.
Yeah.
And the character who said, live long and prosper, Mr. Spock. And a gruntle is a pig snout. And
so
now you know.
Oh. There you go. So,
oh, boy.
Hey,
but
for you,
did
we
great.
Have a consolation prize. Yes, you did very well. A pair of tickets to see Teresa Caputo live, The Experience, Wednesday, October the 10th at Lowell Memorial Auditorium. Everybody else, get your tickets now to see Teresa Caputo from TLC's Long Island Medium, now at the LowellAuditorium.com. And thank you very much for
playing. You know, for somebody who drinks all the time, well done.
Yeah. Yeah. If you hadn't had a snootful this morning, you might have won.
A gruntleful.
Thanks for playing the game today, okay? Everybody else, if you think you can play this game and win, all you have to do is register to qualify. And when you do that, we call you and we set it up, and you can be playing and winning right here at WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, we now have proof that LBF, once she takes her clothes off in front of a man, she never wants to see him again.
Okay.
So, hey, what's going on out there?
Can't wait to see the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Once LBF lets a man see her naked, she'll never see him again.
What?
It's my policy. It's a good policy.
Living
I think
proof.
The men appreciate it.
Yep.
At least I've been told. No. Okay. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a dermatologist. So I went to a dermatologist about a year ago, Dave's dermatologist, and I didn't know what, I just wanted him to look at like a particular thing on my neck.
On your nose
and,
or something
and
like
so,
that. Right,
I didn't realize that when you go to the dermatologist, they give you a full body scan.
Yeah.
And by a full body scan, like a full body scan. So I get there and I'm just like, yeah, I have this little thing. He's like, okay, well, we're going to have you undress and put this robe on. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we have to do this whole body scan. We're going to ask you to like stand up and raise your arms and blah, blah, blah.
Do jumping jack.
I mean, unbelievable.
Yep.
So I was absolutely, it was the most horrifying situation because I wasn't mentally prepared, and I wasn't physically prepared because the underwear that I wore that day was like red boy short, like little like lacy underpants that like really were not like, in
a lot
the
of
best
information.
Shape.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Okay,
and then you have to stand there in front of the person. This is how embarrassed I was.
And they, they check everything.
You have to stand there, like up, and then put your arms out.
Yep.
Like you're playing like Red Rover or something, and then stand there, and then they inspect you. It is the worst possible experience you can have, and that's with a good outcome. Like you're all set.
Yeah. So that was a year ago.
Yeah. That was a year ago. So I was like, well, I'm never going there again. I'm never going to go there again.
Right.
I'm horrified. Yeah. So I make an appointment with this other doctor, a dermatologist, and I'm all set. I'm ready to go. And I text my mother. I'm like, can you watch Lucy? Because I have a dermatologist appointment. She's like, no, I have a dentist appointment. So I pick up Lucy from school, and we head to the dermatologist. And my mother texts me, are you going to my dermatologist? And I said,
you had gotten yourself all psyched up for
it. I was all psyched up.
Ready,
I'm like,
right?
I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I had brandy new underpants on.
Yeah.
It was really. And I'm like, I can do this. So my mother texts me back, you going to my dermatologist? And I said, yeah. She's like, oh, that's great, because he's such a big fan of yours. He listens to the show every day.
I'm like, no.
What?
Oh, my God. She actually told you this before you went?
Yes, I was in the car.
Oh.
Thank God I had Lucy. Because what happened was, I was like, I looked at Lucy's face. I'm like, you know, we should have got that checked out anyway. So I walk in and I'm like, yeah, I made the appointment for me, but actually my daughter needs to look. So he looked at her face, and gave her some medicine, and then we were done. And that's the deal.
Up.
But the problem is, now I have to find a new dermatologist.
We ain't never seen before, kid.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, coming up next right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Going to give you a tip that I found out yesterday because we're going into a really, really tough season now. We've got all this sports stuff going on, including the playoffs in Major League Baseball, all the tailgating and stuff. A simple tip that somebody put up yesterday on how to control your weight during all the tailgating and the sports parties and all that stuff. And it's one thing that everyone can do.
Make an appointment with a dermatologist.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, and this is the time of the year when we all run into diet problems.
Particularly, this time of the year?
This is particularly for the guys. Because it's a sporting kind of year, because everything's happening now. You got the Red Sox in the trying to get into the World Series. You got the Patriots playing. You got the Bruins are back. The Celtics are wrapping up preseason, and so there's a lot of stuff going on. So this leads to tailgating, TV watching parties.
I just want to interject here.
Yes,
women tailgate too, so it's also a problem for us.
So this kind of
out of Lauren's house.
This kind of blew up the internet yesterday. People were talking about ways to control your eating so that you don't gain weight this time of the year when you go into parties or, sitting around watching the games. Yeah. And they had all of these crazy ideas. For example, avoid drinking too much calorie-laden alcohol by making every other drink a 12-ounce glass of water.
I tried that.
Okay, you tried that. Okay, been there, done that.
I'd use a 12-ounce beer. Is that the same?
A light beer.
It doesn't quite make it.
No? Between the scotch.
Okay.
Eat a salad 1 hour before the party. Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, chew sugar-free bubble gum through the first half of a football game. So you won't be eating anything. You can't chew gum and eat at the same time.
Your gum behind your ear.
That's probably true. Eat at least a large bowl of non-buttered popcorn before having anything else.
That's not too bad.
Because it makes it fills you up.
Okay. Yeah.
Although if they made steak flavored bubble gum, that might be better.
That would be good.
Thanks, Willy Wonka.
The best one of all.
Really?
I love this one. One guy put in his recommendation. He said, wear a belt.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's so
that.
True. That's why I don't wear one. Haven't since 1997.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.